trade.
It's a powerful intro, that. And deservedly so. I do have Elroy Finn and Joel Mulholland in the 95 BFM studio. Welcome, gents.
Yes. Hello. Good to be here.
Good to be here. And you've brought your cute little friend, the mighty Casio SK1.
The undisputed champion of lo-fi goodness.
Totally. The kind of the OG.
Yeah,
the OG
I think sampler. So. I couldn't believe it when I found this thing years ago, like, you can, so listeners, you can,
yes, let's describe this, what
just so we get down to business.
Think 80s Casio keyboard.
Yep, little Casio that you might just mistake for a little toy.
Very much so.
But it's a professional synthesizing, sampling, kind of all-in-one bliss unit. I love this thing, it's so good. It's not going at the moment.
Oh, sorry, shit, here we go.
There it is, listen to that. Grand piano.
Grand piano song, yeah.
So, I think I'm right in assuming that all the sounds on this are actually sampled sounds that get replayed out.
Yeah, absolutely. That's, so it's hard to describe what sampling is. I mean, you could go so deep on it, and I have. I love the whole ethos behind that and how it works.
Maybe, I think you might be coming in a bit hot. Can you back your volume off a little? I have turn it right up, but maybe just back it off a smidge.
Yeah, these things are hot. They put out such a grunty little sound.
Ugh, it sounds
that
mint.
Sounds nice. Mm. Sounds like a real piano.
Right on.
So the boffins at Casio would have sampled a piano.
Maybe like a middle C or something, eh?
And and then spread it across this tiny little toy-looking thing, and then we get to play it years later.
I guess the true power of this thing is it has about a 4-second sampler, I think, in it.
Think it's less than that.
I never get, I always try to put a sentence in it because I've got one as well. I always try to get a sentence in it, it cuts me off.
Yeah, totally.
It has a little microphone built into it, and you kind of just sort of speak into it. Let's give it a nudge.
Okay, let's do a sample. All right.
Try and fit a nice big sentence in.
Okay. We're playing on Thursday at Whammy Bar.
Yes, might have got it.
We're playing on Thursday. We're playing on Thursday.
See?
We're playing on Thursday. We're playing.
So what do you reckon that is? That's about, that's less than it.
It's never enough. I know that much. It's never enough.
We're playing on Thursday.
And of course, it's in the fabulous sort of 8-bit style.
Yeah.
What year was this released, actually? Let me go.
Let's have a guess.
It does have a Wikipedia. Yeah, go and 80s? Have a guess. Have a guess.
83?
I'm going to say 81.
Ouch.
85.
Damn it.
You guys are too futuristic.
Yeah.
You need to slow down.
Damn it.
Now, as per, we found somebody that is on the internet and with heaps more time than we have.
Big old Casio Glisser.
It made a multi-part video, which actually sounds delish. Listeners, this is the Casio SK1 multi-tracked.
Thank you.
Powerful, powerful. That is the SK1 as performed by somebody on the internet. But multi-tracked.
What an incredible instrument. You can make a whole album with it.
Elroy's got his mitts on it now.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Super easy to use. Functionality is it performs very highly. It has basic layout and great sample settings for flutes. You can hear this. It's very calming on your energies. We have a great jazz organs too. There's many, many tools you can use within the SK1 by Casio.
Is it, you can make them, is it mono and poly? I can't remember. You can choose
a four note.
Four note,
yeah,
poly.
Yeah, and you can go fully mono. It's called solo mode.
For the shredding.
Yeah.
Programmed a solo for the show, so we'll put it on trumpet. Damn!
The guy's got talent.
I'm gonna, underneath us, I'm just gonna creep in, Elroy, your jam that may or may not feature the SK1.
It does feature the SK1, yeah.
Okay.
You'll hear it in there somewhere.
What else can you tell us about this track? What is the SK1 doing in here?
SK1 is providing the initial sort of atmosphere here.
Okay. Are you okay if Joel just has a jam over this track?
I guess that's all right. It's debuting for the first time, so it doesn't really matter. People have never heard it before. It might as well be slaughtered by Mulholland.
Down.
laser beams. Elroy there with Way Down Above Below, and Joel Mulholland freestyling with what do you call that? That's a synth drum sound on the Casio SK1.
I'd call it
that's
shit.
The one, yeah. It's so fat though, eh?
Yeah, I think that was just the song. You're getting confused thinking that your playing was real fat.
Was there an 808 in that song?
Hey, speaking of it's playing, though, you guys do have a gig coming up. That is partially why you're here, I guess. Going down on Thursday at Old Mate the Whammy Bar.
Indeed. Old Mate Whammy.
Old Mate Whammy Bar, the main part of Whammy Bar, yeah.
Will the Casio SK1 be in the arsenal? Or?
It's a sample-based keyboard, which we're going to sample and put it on a different keyboard. So it's a sample of a sample. Whoa. To make it just easy.
No, that totally makes sense.
Yeah, it's just easy.
It's probably best to leave that little thing in the studio.
Elroy.
is that how they made that? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great little party tool, isn't it? This thing. You can just sit around, don't need a DJ.
If people do want to find one, I often try to say, oh, look, if you want to find one. Actually, should I just have a look now? I feel like they're not cheap now. They're not cheap.
They have, it's gotten stupid, eh?
Yeah.
So many songs have ended up using them that have been famous that people have, you know.
It's a powerful little beast.
I'm kind of looking to buy one, so if anyone's got a nice deal for me,
okay.
Can you write in or text?
Big Hungry?
I don't want to sell mine. Looks like you're looking at spending about $150 to $200.
Oh, yeah.
Which,
you know.
It's actually quite achievable. And
is that the starting bid? Or
you can buy one. Well, the thing is, I'm looking overseas because they don't show up very often.
No.
So
it's all dried up
shipping
in New Zealand.
You've got shipping costs on top of that,
issue.
Then, yeah. It's going to be a real issue, yeah.
Otherwise, you can get in the bidding game. There's only one here at $14.
Oh, where's that?
But on eBay, the world.
Oh,
yeah,
it's a bloody slaughterhouse there.
Hey, so the stats for this Thursday evening at the Whammy Bar. What order is the proceedings going to happen?
It'll be me, Elroy, on at about 9:30, and then Mulholland on at about 10:30.
That sounds fully correct to me.
Are you guys just like one man scenarios?
No, I've got a 6-piece band.
Holy shit.
And Joel's part of that 6-piece band.
Awesome.
So I'm going to utilize his abilities.
SK1 skills.
And then he's going to have to play again. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. And Mulholland are just a 3-piece for Thursday.
I might get up and awesome. Play some SK1 though. So it might be 4 for some of it.
Can't hit.
It'd be payback.
Sure. Joel, your turn to have a whack. I challenge you to find one of your songs that may have featured the SK1.
Okay.
You've taken it right back to the Motts.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what key it is, but I swear. So that song, which is Scared of Myself, from my band the Motts, used the SK1 quite extensively. Check it out. It's got the flute on it. The
flute is flute versus the. It's basically for me. It's the flute or the trumpet.
My
that's
God.
Sort of the victory of the
flute with portamento.
And the sample,
oh
yeah.
I mean, what does that evoke?
It's good. It's good.
The Shire.
Oh shit! Not that. Kind of worked out. Solo is coming up. Scared of Myself featuring Old Mate, the SK1. Full disclosure, there were some pretty tweaked out solos in there. If you were recording that off the radio, first of all, congratulations, that's quite a vintage activity that you're up to. But second, that will be kind of like a remixed by Elroy Mott's version of that track.
Yeah.
And will you be...
it's like a premix.
Will you sort of be doing a pop-up after your show when Joel's on and just sort of sneak sort of the Pied Piper come in with batteries stacked in the SK-1? Like, does it take batteries? Of course it does.
Five AA batteries.
Five as well?
Yeah. Well, I checked before because I was like, I had four, but I needed one more.
Yeah, you had to buy another pack of two, which wasted your money, obviously.
Dude, the guy up at the dairy charges like $9 for AA batteries.
Might have been a collab with Duracell back in the day.
Yeah,
they were in business
together. They know what
they're
doing. That'd be a good sponsorship, they were a
partner. Duracell.
Hey, guys, thanks so much for coming up and bringing the fantastic little beast that is the Casio SK1.
Anytime.
I must implore everybody to skedaddle along to Mulholland and Elroy at Whammy Bar on Thursday.
Thank you. Please come along. Yeah.
That was Tools of the Trade.
In a laboratory, hip-hop carnivore, Black Knight, you know the story. Since we lost Doc Doom, the game ain't got nothing for me. Most of these niggas bore me, the rest